Welcome to the deep dive. You know, getting a handle on information security, it's crucial, right? But knowing where to start, that's often the tricky part. How do you build solid defenses without getting lost in all the detail? Well, today we're going to explore a key resource for exactly that.
Yeah.
We're diving into ISO IEC 27002:2022 Information Security Controls. Think of it as maybe a practical shortcut to understanding the security measures you need.
That's a good way to put it. This standard, 27002, it's essentially a big catalog. It's generic, covering around 90 really common controls. We're talking cyber, administrative stuff, even physical security controls, all designed to protect information, that valuable, often vulnerable information.
A catalog, 90 controls.
Yeah, and interestingly, these are the exact same controls that get listed, just briefly, mind you, in ISO 27001 in Annex A.
Ah, right. So 27001 sets the objectives, and this one, 27002, gives you the details, the how-to.
Exactly. It fleshes out that list.
Makes sense. So it's more than just a list, then. How does it actually become, you know, useful? How does someone, say a security manager, actually use this catalog day to day?
Right. Good question. It's the structure that makes it practical. Each control, like I said, there are about 90, gets roughly a page explaining it, practical guidance. But the really clever bit is the tagging. They've added attributes to each control.
Attributes? Like what?
Well, for instance, you can easily find all the detective controls. You know, things like logging or monitoring systems, the controls that help you spot something after it's happened.
Okay, so you can filter them.
Precisely. Or maybe you want to balance your technical controls, the stuff built into IT systems, with administrative ones. That's your policies, procedures, staff awareness, that kind of thing. This tagging lets you slice and dice the list, find exactly the type of control you're looking for. Very actionable.
That sounds incredibly helpful for navigating it all.
Yeah.
So is this standard, like a set of rules you have to follow? Is it one size fits all, or is there some wiggle room?
No, definitely not one size fits all. It's not meant to be prescriptive, not a rigid checklist you just tick off. Its real power is its flexibility. It's designed so you can adapt it. You tailor the controls to your organization's specific needs.
Based on
your information assets, and critically, the risks associated with those assets. A bank's needs are different from, say, a hospital's, right?
Yeah.
So the standard gives you the options, the ingredients, but you choose the recipe that fits your situation. It's about appropriate security, not just minimum compliance.
Right. Tailoring it makes sense. Needs vary so much.
Mm.
But if it's that adaptable, does that mean it covers absolutely everything? Or are there gaps, areas where you might need to look beyond this standard?
That touches on a really important point, a key nuance here. While it's fundamental, it's not exhaustive. For example, it's arguably a bit weak on business continuity planning.
Oh, really? But resilience is huge these days.
Exactly. It's almost always a requirement. But this isn't necessarily a flaw in the standard. It reflects its scope. It means you should see it as an extensible framework.
Extensible, meaning you add to it.
Precisely. You can, and often should, merge these controls or customize them. You might pull in controls from other well-known sources, like PCI DSS if you handle payment cards, or the NIS-TSP 800-53 standard that's heavily used in government contexts. Very thorough. Plus, you can add your own custom controls, too.
So you build on it.
Yes. Think of it like having a master recipe list, but you're creating an a la carte meal. You pick and choose, maybe add some special ingredients to get exactly what you need.
That's a great way to think about it. An a la carte meal for security. It really drives home that effective security isn't just following a list. It's about smart choices. So here's something for you to think about. How much stronger could your organization's resilience be if you truly tailored your security, moving beyond just a generic checklist approach? And if you want to explore the wider ISO 27K family further, you can find audio summaries of the other ISO 27K standards on the website.